The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Woo-hoo! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, 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 Monday.
Yes, if you're watching us live tonight, it is Monday evening. And I wish you, I wish everyone the best of week.
The best of week?
The best of week to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to come too. Let's do this. I mean, not dirty cum. I'm talking normal cum.
Depends who you are.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I want to arrive. Let's say that. I want to go.
And if you're listening to this, good night, because it's probably going to be late. If you're starting to listen as soon as it comes out, if you're hearing it tomorrow, thank you.
Doesn't matter, bro.
We love you.
Support the show. If you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, leave a rating. Leave a star. I need to read a rating on the toilet. That was my thing, dude. Every morning with my morning poo, I'd go on the toilet and I'd be like, where's the new ratings? Where's the reviews? I got to read. That's my ritual, you know? Everybody has their morning ritual. Okay. Mine is reading reviews on the toilet. So yeah, you guys go ahead, read or leave a review. And yeah, leave a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube or good old Rumble.
Yeah.
Rumble.
All right, let's get into this. There's a few things that are happening that are interesting, and several things could come of them.
Yeah, so there's a large I should say RFK Jr. dropped out of several swing states. He suspended his campaign, came out, supported Trump.
Yep.
He came out to the Foo Fighters song. Foo Fighters are suing Trump's ass for...
Oh, but did you hear about that?
Yeah, he got up the rights for the song.
Well, apparently they said, someone asked them, did you give them permission to come out to that? And they were like, no. And there was a huge thing. But apparently the Trump campaign came out and said, actually, they rented the rights or something to it through some third party thing.
Oh, okay.
And they were legally able to use it.
Yeah, so it's usually when you have known songs like that playing at a Trump rally,
yeah,
it's been cleared.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and the lines have been crossed.
Maybe Dave Grohl wasn't specifically told hey, Trump's going to use this song, but
yeah,
from what it looks like, they went through the channels that were supposed to.
Dude, it was just a big publicity thing. Dave Grohl is a super liberal. He has to come out and be like, dude, I didn't give them no, I'm going to sue their ass.
Well, didn't somebody else in 16 tried to sue him or something because they used his song?
Yeah. Wasn't it the Macho Man thing or I don't know. It was something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something along those lines. But anyway, RFK Jr. on Friday came out and blah, blah, blah. Now everybody else is kind of endorsing him too.
Yeah, almost the floodwaves have opened a little bit.
Yeah,
here. Like this.
Well, and there was a premonition. Somebody said, RFK Jr. is now supporting Trump, and I feel a large portion of Democrats will start changing their ways here. Tulsi Gabbard come out. She kind of left the Democratic Party anyway.
Yeah, she was already kind of on the outs. But here's a little clip of her doing her little announcement here.
Okay, Storm from X-Men, everybody. Here she is.
That's what it is.
To the brink of nuclear war than we ever have been before.
My superpowers.
This is one of the main reasons why I'm committed to doing all that I can to send President Trump back to the White House where he can once again serve us as our commander in chief.
She looks like Elaine from Seinfeld, dude.
Ooh, a little bit, yeah. Except way hotter.
Because I am confident that his first task will be to do the work to walk us back from the brink of war. We cannot be prosperous unless we are at peace. And mm-hmm. we can't live free as long as we have a government that is retaliating against its...
Oh, they cut it off. Nice.
Well, you know, like, that is the big thing what RFK Jr. was saying. He's like, the big thing that I'm supporting Trump is ending the war in Ukraine.
Well, yeah. Like, I seen somebody comment on... Basically, it was one of his little speeches that, or interviews he was doing about why he decided to do this. And the guy commented and was like, I've heard more policy in this 5 minutes of him talking about his decision to support Trump than I've heard the entire Democratic campaign.
Yeah. Or the entire Trump campaign. I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, RFK Jr. knows his shit, and that's why I like listening to him, even though it's kind of cringe because the voice, but...
Yeah, but I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see what he does. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that don't trust RFK. And
Junior,
like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, that think he's like going to be part of the problem. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I haven't followed him for a long time, so I don't know about his past. But just in the last couple of years, I mean, what he's the stuff that I've heard him say, I mean, sounds like it would make things for the better. And I think if he was put in a position to be able to make some changes, obviously you have to get stuff voted on. So he's not obviously not going to be able to make all the changes he would want to make. But I see good coming from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I think it's good to unite the two. And I think we all saw this coming in one way or another, whether it was like it wasn't going to be the VP pick, because I just don't see Kennedy. Kennedy has to be the head of something. Mm. And actually, like, they were saying that they would like to see him as the head of the FDA. Like, I'm listening to other shows. They're like, it just makes sense with his knowledge of agriculture, of food industries, of pharmaceuticals, anything that the FDA regulates. He's pretty much like a fucking expert on it.
Yeah. You know? I've heard multiple things. I heard people say FDA. I've heard people say head of the CIA. Which
I don't know about that.
I've heard people talk about, like, basically taking over, like, what Fauci was.
Yeah, NIA. Yeah. But I think, like, or whatever the fuck.
Well, what Fauci NIAH. Was, what Fauci was to the cabinet of the executive branch, not necessarily what he was doing himself.
Yeah, I think that the goal is to get rid of those departments and, like, get rid of those institutions. Maybe, right?
But you still have to have people around there that kind of know their shit. Otherwise,
absolutely.
Otherwise, you have what you have now in a fucking room full of dumb fucks that can't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, Danielson's saying Kennedy takes Fauci's job. I mean, that would be sweet justice. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Fauci, you're out. Your pension, bye-bye. Everything just, like, stripped away from him.
Yeah, and especially the guy that's been talking the most shit about him ends up taking it.
Yeah, right? He wrote a book about the guy, right? The real Anthony Fauci. So, I don't know. I think that, but RFK Jr. does have some weird shit, dude. Like, the whole Ghislaine Maxwell ties, like, his wife, remember, had a relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell. And he said that they used the plane, but they were going fossil hunting.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know a backstory to that, but it is weird just on its face.
Well, not only that, but he has these weird excuses for, like, whenever he's getting tied up in strange situations, like the Ghislaine Maxwell fossil.
Oh yeah,
hunting.
they were bird watching or something for one.
Falconry.
Thing, right? Falconry.
I'm like, what is this? Who are you?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Who
does these? Like,
maybe he just has
variety
weird fucking hobbies. I don't know.
Well, that's like rich man hobby, dude. That's like, I've spent my load on strip clubs and, fantasy football. Now it's time for some falconry, you know, like, when do you get to the stage of falconry and fossil hunting? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you're just born into it.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, like the whole bear story.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird too. I mean, like, everybody does have weird shit. Everyone has their weird fucking shit about them. Like,
but not dead bear weird. You know, that's weird. I'm going to pick up this bear and a bike, throw it in the back of my truck. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, I, don't know.
I hope that he does kind of dive into, like, we have a video. I'd like to play that because, like, I think that he's going to dive into the shit that they're putting in our food, specifically, like, artificial flavoring, food dye, natural flavors.
Yeah.
Seed oils. The stuff that we've suspected for a long time that is either cancerous or can cause a lot of, like, long-term damage to your body.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him look into that, but with that is going to come a lot more regulation. So you're going to have a lot more oversight in food-related industries and products and stuff, right? So
there's going to be regulation on what can be put into products and food, not necessarily, like, I don't think it would make things, like, worse or more. I don't think it should make things, like, harder to get or more expensive or stuff like that, because it's done better in other countries.
Is it?
Yeah, like his example in this video that I saved is there's like 1,000 chemicals, over 1,000 chemicals in our food that is not allowed to be used in Europe.
Exactly, but why do they use them? I'm assuming good intent. Okay, I'm not assuming like straight off depopulation agenda. I'm thinking like manufacturers are using these chemicals because it prolongs the shelf life of their products.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it good for you. It doesn't. That
exactly.
Doesn't,
exactly. That... Yeah, but I'm just saying like because we are America, we divulge in like this large portions.
Mm-hmm.
We're big. We're obese. We need food to last longer.
Well, maybe,
and we need more of
maybe
it.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the thing is they have to use these chemicals because they have to make such large quantities of shit.
Yeah, and they got to store it. Right?
And if they were just using all natural stuff, that would take a more burdensome quantity of product to make your product.
Well, and it would shorten the shelf life. You'd have to sell it sooner, and you'd probably be throwing a lot of stuff away. You know what I mean? Because like the expiration would go down. I'm just assuming that it's preservatives and shit, but I don't know. Like seed oils, artificial flavors. I don't know if that prolongs the life of anything.
Bro. I don't think those do either. A lot of stuff. Well, we can play the video, but he talks about like seed oils. He talks about food coloring and pesticides.
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay. This is we don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can get the idea. This is almost 4 minutes long.
Don't you know, Bobby? Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something.
Why should people be worried about these kind of products?
Seed oils are one of the most unhealthy ingredients that we have in foods. And seed oils, the reason they're in the foods is because they're heavily subsidized. They're very, very cheap, but they are associated with all kinds of very, very serious illnesses, including body-wide inflammation.
Right.
Which affects all of our health. It's one of the worst things you can eat, and it's almost impossible to avoid. If you eat any processed food, you're going to be eating seed oil.
Right, and it's interesting the government subsidizes it. Why would the government want to subsidize something that's going to make people sick, and then in the end, we all end up paying for that in terms of healthcare costs?
Did you hear him?
Skyrocketing.
Pause it.
Hold on. Did you hear him breathe into his own mic? Like, his like... voice... I wonder, like, if there's something that makes his voice better or worse. Because I've heard him sometimes where his voice isn't as bad.
Exactly, but then,
like,
yeah,
at the beginning of this, it was, like, way worse than usual, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like, depending on the microphone, depending on the situation and stuff. But in all, not to make fun of the guy, I think he's absolutely right. And Banielson called it out perfectly here. The chemicals that are put in food are put there on purpose to make us sick, to have us feed off the big pharma tit.
Yeah.
Now, that makes total sense to me. And like, because inflammation, which Bobby just talked about, is the key. Because you don't want your customers to die. You want them to need your products. So you want them to get sick.
Yeah.
And so how do you do that? You put shit in their food, you put shit in their water, you put shit in the air, you put shit in everything.
Well, that, right? It's about money. Like he said, it's way cheaper to do it this way. And also he says in this too, right after this, that 75% of the FDA's funding comes from these fucking industries.
Absolutely.
So yeah, they're getting paid by the industries they're supposed to be regulating.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know if a good like scenario, like if you had your mom come into your room and your mom is the judge, well, I guess you could just take it to court. Be like, it would be like paying the judge. Like the judge's income comes from the plaintiff. You know, it's like, it's a conflict of interest. That's uh-huh. what it is. Yeah. Like my analogies suck, but the big conflict of interest is you can't be paying those who are supposed to be providing oversight over your business and regulating you, because then it looks fishy. It looks like you can just pay your way out of the compliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, does he go on to say anything more about this whole thing? Because like she is totally, she's acting clueless. Like, why would the government do this? I'm going to see.
Well, he says that about how 75% of their funding comes from all them. But then he goes on to other things like food coloring. He said food coloring is a petroleum product.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Yellow number 5, I think.
Yes. And it said it ends up being associated with like depression and autoimmune industries and ADHD and shit like that.
So I must be immune to yellow number 5 because it actually just gives me a boner. I don't know why. It makes me horny.
Kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
You kind of have like the opposite effect.
Instead of the blue pill, I take that yellow number 5 pill. You know what I mean?
You take the yellow liquid.
Yeah. Just a little dips of Mountain Dew and I'm in. Yeah, I mean, like Larry Flynn.
Yeah, he goes on. He says like the red dye is bad too. Basically, it's a synthetic. Like he says Europe uses natural coloring, but the U.S. can get away with using synthetic dyes like the red and yellow and shit. And they have
coloring? Though,
well, well, there are some foods here you can get that are like, you can get like gummies and stuff like that for kids that have like natural coloring, and it all comes from
what I'm saying. Like
it's like the reds come from like beet juice, or
there you go.
Like okay. Like the greens come from like a celery or something that produces an actual that color of a liquid if you like juice it or something. The colors come from the fruits that they're made of.
Okay. Just read it, or let's play this. Let's see what he says.
Okay.
Or we could try to understand what he said.
Yeah.
Make people sick, and then in the end, we all end up paying for that in terms of healthcare costs, which are skyrocketing.
Yeah, because that is a direct result of corruption. About 75% of FDA's budget comes from regulated industry, and that means food processors and pharmaceutical industry, all of them profit from a sick population.
You know, a big item that, and by the way, it's getting very expensive, are cereals. Why is the food coloring in particular bad?
Food coloring, you see your yellow food coloring, that is a petroleum product.
Mm-hmm.
It's associated with really, you know, with depression, it's associated with autoimmune injuries and ADHD.
Yeah.
And red dye also is very bad. In Europe, the same companies are producing the same products, but they're using natural coloring. But here they can get away with it. We have about almost 1,000 chemicals that are in our food that are either outright banned in Europe or actively discouraged. So you wouldn't be able to buy this kind of stuff in Europe. You ask about why it's so cheap, why it's so ubiquitous. It's because we subsidize the worst foods. We subsidize it with about 70% of our food stamp program is to process foods, which are all poison.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's EB, that's fucked
they
up
showed
too.
The EBT card there.
Yeah, like if you were asking for help and they give you these funds, why wouldn't it? It would just make sense that it would be for, these things are what's going to be good for you. These things are going to be nutritional. Like, if you're going to get this funding to help you out, then it's going to be made sure that you're eating right and not buying Twinkies and fucking, you know, all the bullshit.
I mean, yeah, I don't think that the government, it's not the government's job to tell you what to eat and what not to eat.
No, but it is if they're the ones giving you the money.
I think that they should incentivize you to buy healthier foods. Be like, hey, you'd get maybe less, like it would cost less to buy a healthier food. That's the way it should be.
Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is if you got WIC. Like the shit you get on WIC, you can't use WIC and buy all the fucking junk food and stuff. You get milk, you get a certain number of breads, you get a certain number of this and fruits and shit like that. Like, you can't just take WIC and go buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's an itemized listing of what you can get and what you can't get.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of corrupt anyway, because, like, people out in the parking lot, like, trade their fucking EBT credits and all that stuff, too.
Yeah. So
it's like, the whole thing isn't regulated at all. But I do agree to a certain extent, but then again, I'm like, I don't want the government telling anybody what to do with their money. So,
but it isn't their money. I get it.
But, like, it should be the other way around, because right now organic healthy food is way more expensive, dude. It was $8 for a gallon of organic milk, where it's like $3 and some change for, you know, non-organic.
Yeah,
right?
You'd think if all these shit is being subsidized and it's cheaper for them to use this, then why isn't the food cheaper?
Well, it is. I mean,
if you're farming, it's just coming right. It's coming right from the fucking crops. It shouldn't be any more expensive. It should be less expensive because it's got a less of a fucking process to go through, right?
I don't know. I don't know that. I think that if you buy in bulk, like my thing is, like, the whole Costco method is, or at least it should be. The more you buy, the more you save.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that way with, like, customers. Whenever you have, like, a process order or something with a customer, if you're going to buy, like, a small limited order from them and it's very specialized, they're going to charge you more. But if you say, hey, every month I'm going to buy 9,000 pallets of this frickin' product over here, then they'll be like, okay, well, we're going to give you a discount on that because you're buying so much volume from us. We're going to hook you up with this discount. We're going to get you here. You're going to have, like, whenever you come into town, we'll take you out to the casino. We'll, you know, grease some palms.
Yeah.
So you get deals when you buy more with a specific company. And I think that is where this whole government program comes in, is government spending is just, like, it's not tracked. And so when it comes to, like, EBT and all this shit, you know, like, we have a local Winco food here,
mm-hmm.
where EBT is welcome, but some stores you go in and they don't accept EBT.
That's
and
true.
So it's like, you know, so who is really paying Winco? It would be, where does that EBT money come from? It comes from local government funding or whatever that EBT.
Well, it just ends up being like a digital transfer. It would be like, this is the number allotted on this card. Oh, we're using this number. They get transferred that number later into their system, and then the funds actually just go to them.
But the customer is EBT. You know what I mean? So instead of, like, Greg and Chris and our credit cards or our debit cards buying, and it comes out of our bank, this is EBT Bank, where it's like, that is a big customer. So if you're taking that away, or if you're going to regulate that, some of these local businesses that accept EBT might push back and say, hey, you're going to cut into our profits here because we have so many people that use EBT that if you take that away or try to skim it, that's going to hurt our business.
Yeah, I don't know how that would end up working, huh?
Because
you're right. Like, if it was either more regulated or taken away, there's probably going to be some stores that take a big hit.
Yeah, because it's a big thing for, like, customers to use it, but then it's also a big thing for certain stores that use it too.
But then maybe they should take a hit.
Yeah,
because it's not even a customer really at that point. The government's just giving you money.
Mm-hmm.
The government is buying your product. And that, if that's what's keeping you open, then maybe you shouldn't be open.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people don't agree with this whole accepting EBT cards, because it's like you're inviting the whole fucking Dracula system. Like, they're sucking our blood.
Yeah.
You're contributing to the problem.
Yeah,
even
so
it kind of helps somebody in the immediate short term, but
and he's been focused on this kind of shit, like I said earlier, for a long time.
Yeah, so, he sued Monsanto.
So I'm hoping, and maybe, or I can kind of see it if he actually becomes part of Trump's cabinet or whatever, that I can see some stuff changing down the line in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's given the power to do so.
I'm really curious to see what they do with, like, processed foods. I mean, if you look at just, like, deli meat, dude. Deli meat, hot dogs, processed meat.
Yeah.
Heavy in nitrates, cancer-causing materials. What are they going to do with that? Are they going to ban them? You know what I mean? Like, do I need to go to Mexico to get some wieners?
Well, you just be eating better hot dogs.
But is that a thing? Does that exist in the world?
Yeah, that exists. You'd be, instead of getting bar ass fucking who knows what the fuck is in this dogs, now you're getting like the actual fucking bratwurst and shit like that.
Like a Cuomo sausage?
Yeah.
Are we talking at Andrew Cuomo?
Yeah. Now okay. you're in like the quality meat. You have to become acquired to the quality meats now, not just the fucking shit off the ground.
Yeah. Cuomo always takes the quality. Down blouse.
I mean, some things that might not be a bad thing. Like if regular fucking hot dogs go away, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Right? It's like, I mean, your son would be devastated.
Well,
he loves hot dogs.
He does love hot dogs. And he would like, it would be, we'd have to give hell for him to try an actual, like, good dog.
Right? And then, like, I mean, just imagine the Oscar Mayer wiener dog. Like, what are we going to do with the mobile?
Well, maybe some of those aren't just full of nasty fucking shit.
Okay.
I mean, there are some companies that probably make a hot dog that, granted, hot dogs are most likely the scraps of the animals that don't necessarily get used, but it might not be bad for you.
Yeah, that's what I just don't know. I don't know, like, if there ever has existed a hot dog that won't cause cancer. I don't know if that.
Do you
thing
think
like
they
exists.
Do? Do they?
That yeah, they do. Like, so that's. I'm just saying what I've heard and what I've read is they're filled with nitrates that lead to cancer-causing chemicals.
Well, I mean, if you're going off that, then all these the colors and all the fucking shit and everything we eat does that.
Oxygen does that. So yeah. I'm just saying, like, oxygen is a free radical that can cause cancer too. So just saying, when it's combined with a bunch of stuff, it's.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
Welcome.
What's going on, Dave?
Welcome to the show.
Mondays are just rough, dude. Holy shit. What's going on, man?
Now we're deep in a conversation about how RFK, obviously he endorsed Trump now, right? And all this stuff. But now he's coming out lately and he's actually on mainstream stuff talking about the bad shit in our foods.
Yeah.
And like how it's basically how it all needs to change. And I'm wondering if he's going to end up being put in a position to actually do something about all that.
Yeah.
Like I see a big change coming to, like he was talking about the FDA and the, like everything, all the processed food and all that shit. I think that if he actually becomes part of like Trump's cabinet or something, there's going to be significant change on how our food and how everything is actually done.
Impossible.
There might be.
I think if he had his way, there will be.
Well, if he had his way, I think I'm sure. But I think there's a lot of money in that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactamundo.
A lot of money, you know.
He's going to get a lot of pushback. But honestly, dude, Chris, I wanted to kind of like, since Dave just got here, pivot into a brand new topic.
Okay, yeah,
about this whole West Nile virus, Fauci it was reported he was hospitalized with this West Nile virus.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now, if you go to this video that I have of Shadow of Ezra.
Okay.
West Nile virus has now been reported in 33 states across the United States.
Mm.
Now, what they are asking people to do is a voluntary curfew and shutdowns. They're planning on spraying the cities and all this stuff, but people are getting pissed and they're like, you want us to shut down? And the West Nile is not the only like mosquito borne whatever illness that's kind of emerging right now. You also have Triple E.
Oh yeah, the triple E thing is.
But I have no idea what triple. But this West Nile virus one is interesting because it's like, you know, it has Fauci's name all over it. He's like blah blah blah. And actually, my brother-in-law's mom. So what would that make her to me?
Your brother-in-law's mom.
Kind of a mother-in-law.
I don't think that makes her anything to you.
She's just like a mother-in-law, maybe? I don't know.
Nah, she's nothing.
Maybe it would be like if it was your wife's mom.
Well, that
but
be.
Your I'll brother-in-law, say, I guess that would be the same person, huh?
Like, I think that's, yeah. Anyway, I'll just say a family relative. She actually died of West Nile virus.
Really?
But she had like a bunch of kidney issues before this. She had a bunch of health, you know, she was going up and down with health related stuff. So it was just came out of nowhere. It's like West Nile virus?
Yeah.
Who like succumbs to this disease? You know, it's like,
doesn't Fauci does.
Well, I'm just saying, like, is he going to die? I don't know, but.
We looked that up before, though. I mean, it's like. You know, a lot of people get it. They don't even know they have it, you know?
Exactly. West Nile. Right?
Yeah. I think it affects everybody a little differently, but.
Well, so Chris, if you could play this one about Triple E, because this one was actually shaking local communities. People actually went to their like town halls. They signed a large petition. They're like going to these things, like screaming, but please don't do this. Yeah. Do not do this.
Okay.
And it's so they're getting pretty rowdy here.
Concern now in a part of Massachusetts after a man tested positive for Triple E last week. This is the state's first human case in 4 years.
A small cluster of communities right on the Rhode Island state line is at critical risk for the disease. They're Oxford, Douglas, Sutton, and Webster, seen here on the Pinpoint News Tracker.
And now one of those communities is taking action to try to keep people safe, but not everybody is on board with the plan. Sophia Szabo here now with the latest developments.
Kate and Patrick, last night at a Board of Health meeting, officials in Oxford approved a recommendation to issue a 6 p.m. curfew to prevent the spread of Triple E. But the people at that meeting were not happy with this decision.
No, they weren't.
Don't do this to our kids.
800 people signed a petition.
Officials say they aren't banning people from going outside, but instead doing what needs to be done to keep people safe. They suggest the 6 p.m. curfew lasts until the end of September, then moves to 5 p.m. on October 1st. People at this meeting say this will hurt after-school activities, including sports.
We have probably well over 150 people that are here to stand up for their kids, to make the parents, you know, have their own decision, make their decisions.
Last week, a man in his 80s from Oxford tested positive for Triple E. It was the first human case in the state since 2020. The State Department of Health says people in critical areas should avoid outside activities at night.
Okay, you can pause it. Did you hear that? It was the first case since 2020. What happened in 2020? Oh.
Yeah. Well,
we had another election.
Look this up. I have it looked up, but I want you to look it up on here.
Okay.
Number of cases of West Nile in 2024. I think this is
in the thousands, like 9,000 or something, 12,000.
Well, not based off of what I'm reading. So, new current CDC current data right there. This is CDC view data for West Nile as of August 20th, 2024.
Total human disease cases in 2024 is 216.
Oh,
216.
Now, go ahead and look up this that I was looking up while we were watching that video. West Nile virus cases per year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is very intriguing.
Per year.
Hmm. Okay.
And
Wikipedia that shit? CDC data and maps?
So go to, yeah, I mean, you actually just go to the map or go to like images. I just pulled up an image.
Oh, okay.
I'm not seeing probably the same that image.
Bar chart?
Yeah, there's a bar chart. There's a gray one. But anyways, I don't see it on here. You got a different Google search. It's
this
from
one here?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple different ones, but.
Oh, shit.
I mean, this one here kind of shows that, I don't know, I feel like we've had a lot more than. A lot more in the past. You know what I mean? 2014, we had like, what, 2,200 cases? 2015.
Yeah, it was like steady, yeah.
You know, and then it goes down 2019 and 20. That's because they were claiming it was COVID. No big deal.
Oh, that's right.
And then 2021, we get, you know, a boost. We're talking about 2,700 cases. 2022, we go down to like 1,200. 2023, we're about, what, 2,400.
About the average.
And we're at what right now?
216.
Oh, weird. And what month is it? Is it January or what month are we in?
Oh, three quarters of the way through the year.
Yeah. So I'm just asking, like, in an honest question, like, why are we all of a sudden?
Why are we even concerned about it?
Why were we not talking about this in 2021 when we had more cases than we've had in the past 8 years? When we're close to
because
3,000?
An election is coming, Dave.
Exactly. Yeah. So to me, this is dumb nonsense. And the only reason they're talking about it is because Fauci is. Got it. And he's, you know,
he probably has one of the worst immune systems in the country because of all the bullshit he's taken over the last
actually think it's,
years.
I think it's more
I don't
or less,
even think he's taking it, dude.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
He's got that saline.
I think it's more that God hates him and is punishing him for crime against humanity.
Oh, how funny would it be if he actually got it from one of Bill Gates's mosquitoes?
Maybe.
See, that's the first thing that came to my mind, dude. I was like, did Bill Gates do something to Fauci here?
It was this an assassination.
I don't even
attempt?
Think when they come out with these stories and they say, oh, these people contracted such disease, I don't even think it's real. It's like, oh, okay, well, you have no evidence of this. And even if you did have evidence of this, like, why is it a news story? Why are you telling people? You know?
Well, it's because for what we just said, it's an election year. They need all the high-profile stories they can get.
It's just frustrating, man. Like, everything you look up just says the median number of cases per year over the last decade is 2,200. 2,200.
You know what I'd be interested, Dave?
Why we only have a couple hundred? And we're like, everybody's now talking about West Nile. Like, we're supposed to be freaking out. Look at that shit up in Africa. I think this kills a ton of people in Africa. Maybe I'm just making that up. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if the majority of the cases come at the end of the year. Because they were saying that the humidity, the rainfall bring probably. In mosquito breeding.
This is
like the time when they actually.
That depends on what part of the country you're living in. Because like here in Texas, our mosquito season is getting over now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because the rainfall and humidity is already they're already doing it. They started spraying from like May to like September.
Well, dude, go to the video right here, about West Nile virus, because it talks about the 33 states, I think.
Right.
And
here.
I'm curious to see if any of those are the 7 swing states. You know what I mean? Like Nevada.
So I'm gonna answer your question real quick. In continental U.S., most human cases of West Nile virus disease occur between July and September. Or until the first hard freeze or snowfall.
Yeah, so it's already almost fucking over. Like that whole
and they were asking
time.
For the curfew to go to 5 o'clock in October.
Yeah.
Get worse.
This is commonly called the West Nile season.
By
this time of year, mosquitoes have had enough time to emerge, feed on infected birds, and become infected themselves. And
what is a curfew going to do? Because mosquitoes can fucking bite you during the day, too.
Yeah.
So play this video because it talks about the breeding and like. It happens in the early morning and at the night and all this stuff. And
the one from Ezra?
Yeah. And then, like, pay attention to the creepy leg. They show a close-up of some person's fucking leg and it has mosquito bites all over it. I'm like, why? It's just gross. Don't show that.
Delicious.
you, Sade. There have been several reported cases of West Nile virus here in New York City so far. Authorities will be out spraying the city tonight and tomorrow. With the mosquito population growing, health officials are warning to remain vigilant.
Spraying the whole city?
This morning, several towns across the Northeast on alert. Some even closing outdoor public areas and issuing voluntary curfews to prevent the spread of potentially dangerous mosquito-borne illnesses. The country's well-known infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, hospitalized after contracting West Nile virus. The 83-year-old now home and expected to make a full recovery. The CDC saying West Nile has been detected in more than 30 states.
Okay. So Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia. Okay, hold on. What else is there? Pennsylvania. Yep. Michigan. Yep. All of those. North Carolina. Yep. All of the seven swing states are highlighted here.
Yeah, but Michigan, I mean, Wisconsin.
Well, like over half the country is highlighted.
I mean, not even more than half. I mean, there's only 15 states that aren't highlighted.
I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, wait, hold on. Why don't they have, like, is there no mosquitoes in Alaska or Hawaii?
No.
No?
Well, Hawaii, maybe, but
Alaska's too cold.
Yeah, it's too cold for that shit.
But, so anyway, they go on to say, did they show the close-up of the guy's leg?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, boy.
Experts warning rising temperatures and rainfall are boosting the mosquito population, leading to an increased risk of mosquito...
Get out of here!
So gross, like infections.
Given the fact that the climate is getting warmer, more and more mosquitoes are outside. Geez. So we have to make sure that we're mindful of that.
Right.
It is, dude.
Oh, it's global warming now.
It is. Climate change.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about the, at least here, it was actually hotter last year during the summer than it is this year, as far as temperature-wise. It was
It
was over 100 degrees, at least, like 100 to 110 every day.
Yeah.
And it's only been over 100 a couple, like 5-6 days this summer.
Where you're at now?
Yeah, where we're at right now. It's still warm, still hot, but I think last year was hotter.
Do you guys have gigantic mosquitoes in Houston?
Gigantic? No, we just have mosquitoes.
They're the normal size.
Yeah, normal size?
Just
mosquitoes.
Well, everything's bigger in Texas, so I'm just
They're definitely like savage. Like they'll come at you. They'll come after you. They want your blood.
Well, I went to one of Tiff's friend's weddings. It was over in Montana, or it was in eastern Idaho. I think it was in Idaho. And there was just like gigantic, like the size of a quarter, goddamn. I mean, these things were big. Damn. Those mosquitoes just landed
size
on everybody.
Of a quarter, goddamn. I mean, that is a big mosquito. I feel like there's different breeds of mosquito. Like, and some are a little bit bigger, I guess. But it's not like they're definitely not the size of a fucking quarter.
No, that's
and there were swarms of them.
Like you better be walking around with a fucking shotgun if mosquitoes with the size of quarters start coming at you.
Well, where are we at? Jurassic Park, man? What the fuck's going on here?
Well, that's when I realized lemongrass lotion works as an excellent mosquito repellent.
Oh, yeah.
Because none of them bit me. And I'm
you were. You get bit a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, the main veins are showing.
They're like sucking on you. Huh?
They don't have to work hard for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like suck easy.
It's suck easy. That's an easy suck right there.
I'm an easy sucker.
Greg Williams, easy suck right there.
This is like frustrating. I'm not trying to be distracted. I'm just kind of looking up some information. But I mean, it says that Africa and Asia tend to have the most, but I can't find any data on how many cases Africa or Asia actually have.
Too many to count.
But my point is obviously there's areas of the world where it's more prevalent.
Well, sure.
And we know this, but I just don't, I do understand why there's a whole bunch of people talking about it.
They're grasping at straws.
But like the fact that we're talking about it's annoying. You know, not that it's a good conversation. I think it's important that people look at the data, right? But it's just frustrating that like this is even a topic right now. You know what I'm saying? And they probably want to come out because listen, I mean, obviously Trump has got some good endorsements. He got Tulsi today.
Yeah.
That's a big one. You know, that's a good one for him. They want people to be afraid. Don't be looking at what's positive in the world. Let's look at the negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if Fauci dies, I think they probably want him dead. I'd be very careful if I was Fauci. in the hospital. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they said he's at home. Mm-hmm.
Now. Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
That's true.
In-house doctor, you know, they just pinch that little tube and they say, not today, buddy, not today.
Not today, Fauci.
See, I thought that they would use COVID for, like, a majority of these politicians' deaths, but, like, they did not. So I'm wondering if they're going to, like, start picking people off with these random disease X, whatever, you know, and be like, whoa, Fauci just died? We better like take this super serious. Let's start doing these curfews, lockdowns.
But it's not scary though. You know, like I mean, that's the thing.
West Nile's been around for fucking ever.
Yeah. This is the issue that they're going to have. Yeah. And we've had this discussion. It's going to be a problem because the reason that COVID worked was because it was this new variation that we've never seen. Right. And we saw video and we were seeing all these reports from China and it wasn't looking good and people were really scared. But when you start talking about like monkeypox or like West Nile, like those are things that our grandmas talked about, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so you're just like, well, yeah, but we got shit for this, right? And it's like, yeah, we got shit for it.
I remember going down to buy the local cabbage and that poor little man had so many monkeypox all over his face,
you know.
Dude, I just
what's that chickenpox outbreaks? They're going to be like, there's a chicken pox. And we're like, oh, what?
Oh, shit.
And people, like, liberal cities are going to shut down.
Oh, yeah. But then everyone's going to be like, but we already have chicken pox.
There's going to be a boycott against Campbell's soup because it has chicken. Like, chicken, like, no more Campbell's.
You guys heard the rumor was that monkeypox was a side effect from the Jibby Jab juice.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was actually shingles. And I don't know. Shingles looks a little bit different than monkeypox.
But it's different.
Isn't shingles literally just monkey or chicken pox?
Yes, it's the same virus in different forms.
But your body.
If you've had chicken pox, you will get shingles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you don't
and shingles looks like, well, it's herpes zoster. It's a form of herpes. So it's like little bubbles. It kind of does look like monkeypox if you think about it.
I got shingles. Remember that? Like after I got COVID pneumonia, I got shingles. And it wasn't fun. You know, it wasn't a big.
It was on your spine?
No.
Like your back?
It was on my upper chest and back and armpits and shit. And it wasn't bad. I've seen much worse. I had some in my arms and that was
ooh, armpits.
I got some thick arms, you know, the thick little fat
just rubbing all the time.
Yeah, I was rubbing it.
I remember that, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst thing, but I know it's not fun. And people
my dad had shingles a few years back and he had it like all the way around from his back all the way around his side. He said it was tolerable, but it was painful.
Mm-hmm. It's tolerable, but it is definitely painful, and it's not fun. And so, but
my wife had it too. Yeah. Same
spot. Got it on her face.
Really?
I remember that, bro. That sucked.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shingle face.
So, yeah, but like the thing that cured it over like 2 days was raw celery juice, like pressing the juice in a juicer, just
and then
straight
just
up celery,
dousing that shit all over her face.
Yeah, she just like butt funneled it and like.
I mean, I gotta be honest.
She just drank it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning, and it helped.
She wouldn't even put it on her skin? She'd just drink it?
Yeah, you just drink a cup of it in the morning, and then a cup of it at night, and then bada bing, bada boom, dude.
I feel like that's like weird because celery is just like water. You know what I mean? Like it is literally just.
I'm sure there's other.
Not
shit
when
in
you
it.
Press it. When you press it, it's like really thick, and it actually doesn't taste that bad. Like I thought it'd be like horrible. I tried a sip of it.
I mean, I like celery, especially if you put peanut butter on it.
Yeah, man. Mm. You dog, you. I feel like dogs love that.
Dude, that's fucking good. Peanut butter and celery.
I just hate the strings that just get stuck in your teeth and shit, you know? It's got those little...
It is way too stringy.
It's stringy.
Yeah, it can be.
I mean, I love it, but it is definitely... When you bite it and then there's like hairs that are coming up because it's...
definitely like, you know, it's one of the worst things. Like, well, not the worst things. It's just a weird thing to have on your plate.
Yeah.
Well, what makes it better is when it's chopped, and that sounds like completely elementary, and like I'm a little child, but like when it's chopped celery, easy.
Like in your soup and stuff? Yeah.
Homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
Nummy.
And it's like soft and shit.
But like the celery they always put on your plate when you order wings, like that doesn't get eaten. You're not, no one's eating the celery.
I eat that every time.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't eat that shit.
Yeah.
No, that goes in the garbage.
Throw that in the garbage right away.
No, man.
I mean, I'll maybe eat like one. And I'll dip it in the fucking extra hot sauce that I get.
I'll try it just like Chris does, and I'll be like, I remember why I don't eat this. Throw it away.
He's like, yeah, the wings are just better. I'm eating that.
I don't. I don't even love chicken wings. I got to be honest with you.
You're fucking crazy.
I feel like it's way too much work for such little bits of meat.
See,
I'm kind of with Dave.
I get shit for it, but that's why I get boneless wings a lot.
That's not a wing, though. That's a nugget.
It's not a real wing.
It's a nugget.
Call it what you want.
You like nuggets.
That's that processed meat. RFK is going to ban those.
I get it. I personally like boneless wings.
I like bone-in wings also. But if I'm just wanting to throw some fucking shit in my mouth that tastes good, I'll get boneless wings.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're bad. It's just like...
You want to throw some shit in your mouth?
You know what it is? It's like... It's literally like fucking... Like boils. The fucking... What is it? The little crawdads and shit? Or the... You know what I'm talking about? What are those?
Boy, what? Oh, like
What are they called? That fucking leeway.
Shrimp?
Crawdads? Crawdads. Right?
Crawfish?
Crawfish. There we go.
Crawfish!
Yeah. We talked about that a bunch of times where our friend Levi was just... It's like, you're sitting there, you're fucking destroying everything. You have to wear a bib. Mm. It is so messy, you got to wear a bib. And you're getting a fucking, like, you know, a little fucking piece of... Nah, it's not worth that, man.
That's not how boneless wings are.
No, it is. I feel like it is, man. You go, God. You eat that shit.
No, that's how bone-in wings are, Chris.
Bone-in wings are fucking the same thing. You have to work around the bone.
But when you get, like, the perfect, like, when you take that, though, the one good thing about bone-in wings is when you take that and you shove the whole thing in your mouth and you can just scrape all the meat off in one fucking, that's pretty
just,
good.
Man,
then
that's
you're
like the giant.
Because then you're like, oh yeah, yes, I just did that. And then also,
you ever seen those giant movies where they grab human beings?
Yeah,
and they
I love it.
And they just skin them alive.
Yeah, that's
pull out the skeleton.
That's what it's like. You just put the whole thing in your mouth, and only comes out with the bone. That's perfect.
I feel like just wings are just an overrated food. I really do. I just think it's one of those things. And how much is it? Like, you can get a.
They are ridiculous.
It's so stupid. I got 20 wings for $30, 35. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? You could have got a fucking steak. Literally. You could have got a steak, man. Everybody has wings now.
But they're not doing garlic parmesan steaks. They're not doing buffalo steaks.
Yeah, they
would be good,
though. You get that blue cheese on your steak.
I don't know. It's just finger food, and it's fun and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
fun.
I mean,
you're not ordering wings for the meal.
Nah, man.
You're ordering wings. It's only an appetizer or only something to go with your beer.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like a real meal. You know what I mean?
That's an expensive fake meal. It's a very expensive fake meal.
Well, I mean,
yeah, man.
You pay for pleasure.
Well, you know.
Dude, Chris, talking about pleasure. Because I want to play that Batman video, dude, because that's like really interesting.
Would like this. They're coming out with.
But, dude, before we get off this mosquito topic, this reminded me of this video that I saw a while ago, and I forgot to bring it up at the show here. But, like, there was this viral video of this woman standing outside, like, near a bay or something, and she's like, you guys hear all that sound? And she looks up at the sky, and there's, like, massive swarms of freaking mosquitoes.
I've seen that. Yeah. Mm.
So I saved it, and it's like that first video in the top of the bookmarks there.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to, like, read
Oh, shit. That's really loud.
But look at this shit. Like, look at this. I've never seen swarms of mosquitoes like this.
Where is she at?
I have no... I think she says.
I can't even see
in the
her.
Video.
Oh, never mind. She's wearing camo.
Crazy thing. I have never seen anything like this in my entire life, and I lived in Florida my entire life.
Florida.
Those are all bugs. I thought the restaurant was smoking. Those are all bugs. You can even see them flying. Like, dude, you can't even tell on the video how many there are. There are millions and billions and trillions of bugs here right now.
Huh. They're bugs, not mosquitoes,
all of those
though, right?
Lives, bugs. Oh my gosh.
I mean, mosquitoes are bugs.
But she just says mosquitoes.
Yeah,
I don't think those
are mosquitoes.
Debunked. Debunked.
I feel like can you imagine, like, if you could see a cloud of mosquitoes? That's a lot of mosquitoes.
That's fucked up, dude. There's always like that cloud of gnats that I always just walk through, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
god damn it! And I'm like freaking eating it.
Yeah, and then you try to walk around the swarm, and you still get them. Like,
dude, I just go in like a whale. You know what I mean? Like, I just fucking take them all, dude. Fuck them, dude. You want extermination? It's me. It's
every
gut.
Time I try to, I walk through them. I do the same thing I do when I walk by someone I think is going to stink. is I take a deep breath before I go into the cloud, and then as I walk through, I go and like breathe all my air out.
There you go.
That way I don't breathe anything in, and I do that. It's the same tactic for smelly people.
That is weird that you do that. Not saying because I do that. It's just weird that not you, but people do.
Yeah,
that.
Like you can see it coming. You can almost like, anticipate when someone's gonna. Like it's gonna be. Oh man, I don't want to smell them.
Like when so their hair you, is like greased back. You purposely
breathe out as you're walking.
Well,
by.
What do you, Chris? What do you do if it's like mid breath and you smell the stink and you go, oh, I can't breathe in anymore. You hold it.
Yeah.
You go like, it's just one of those things. Where you're just like. And you kind of like turn the aisle and you go down the wrong aisle that you don't even want to be down just to avoid it.
It's risky though. Yeah. It's risky because like it's a lot of movement and you're only at half breath like capacity. Like
I'm not gonna like pass out because
he's just wheezing down the aisle.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You get to the end of the aisle that you didn't mean to go down and you're just like.
Another good move.
I was gonna make it.
You could always gas yourself. I think that's another good move is when you just cup a fart and just smell that as you walk by them because your farts always smell better. It smells better.
That will kill you.
Like, do you not agree that your fart smells better than other people's farts?
Depends, dude. I've had some nasty ones.
Here's the thing. It's kind of like your ear. Cheeks.
There are some like it doesn't affect you the same because it's like you're boiling in your own poison.
Yeah. See, it doesn't. Farts never bother me.
Like, other people's farts?
No, my own farts. Oh, yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. Sometimes I laugh because I'm like, that is a good one.
Sometimes I'm really, like, woo. Yeah. And I got to warn somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if, you know, I don't want if my wife was to fart, which she hasn't really done that to me, but if she did, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? It's just not right. Yeah. So, yeah, you just.
Dude, the worst is when people fart at the gym and it's like that protein dense.
Oh,
fart.
And with the sweat. Like, it's that next thick.
Day. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's like thick, like humid in there, and you're like,
oh. Well, it's because it's humid with human sweat, but also they have sweaty ass. So it's more of an aerosol, like if you just sprayed a can of Lysol, but it's just fart.
And it's louder.
It's just like they took a shit in their pants.
They got like
that's
those.
Pretty much it.
Like the vinyl seating, and then it pushes all that fucking ball stink out with the
fart. It's like Greg said, I ate a shit ton of protein.
Yeah.
I drank like 3 protein shakes, and I've only eaten meat for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what it smells like.
But, you know,
because you do the carnivore diet, your stuff smells different.
Yeah, I like it, though. I don't mind like a steaky fart. You know what I'm saying?
Your fart smells like bacon.
Well, you eat a lot of meat though. When you were like really on the meat thing, you're like, man, it has a longhorn steakhouse smell.
Even
after
like a barbecue steakhouse.
It's just like a good steakhouse. You know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
we've all done the carnivore diet, right?
Yeah.
Like you did it too, didn't you, Greg?
It was just like, I couldn't do it.
Because I remember when I did it, like after a little while, even if I hadn't eaten anything for a while, if I would like drink a soda and burp, it would still taste like meat.
So you were drinking soda. I don't think that was allowed there, Chris.
Hey, you're not supposed to drink soda when you're...
Just water and meat.
Well, I would drink the carbonated water and flavor and shit.
He was in at about 97%. You know what I mean? It's good though.
Okay.
I would still drink my energy drinks.
Yeah. You had to have those.
Yeah, I can't go without. Which those are gonna probably kill me someday anyway. So
probably. But you know.
Well
apparently West Nyrus.
That's true.
Say Nyrus. West Virus.
Nyrus is gonna get me first.
Nyrus sounds like a cool ass rap name.
It is.
Yeah, what up? It's Nyrus.
It's Nyrus from the Bronx. But
also, why do mosquitoes have to look like the most terrifying alien?
They are a little funky, dude.
Like, if they were the size of a lion, the mosquito would...
Yeah, but that's most shit. Like, any bug the size of a lion would be terrifying.
Well, no, think about it. No. Stranger Things, the creature is a gigantic mosquito.
Is he?
You know what I mean?
I thought he looked more
or like...
spider. Yeah, I think he looks more like a spider thing.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, give or take.
But even I never thought a mosquito, but a spider maybe.
But definitely, even a spider was that big. Like if you all of a sudden seen a spider the size of a lion, I don't know why I picked a lion. But
it's a
savage animal.
Yeah, man. You just go back to those prehistoric times and you actually see like a fucking mosquitoes back then. I guarantee.
Do you think
bats.
No? I bet they didn't even really. They were the same size probably.
I don't know, man. I feel like there just would have to be.
They would have found fossilized mosquito. that's like the like a pterodactyl.
No, because they wouldn't. The only reason we saw mosquitoes because they got trapped in sap. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And a mosquito the size of a basketball and get no sap trap. You know what I'm saying?
Sap trap.
Get the old sap trap. Yeah.
I like Miss Cupcake's comment here. Farts are like kids. You can usually only stand your own.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Very, very good. Yeah. Very good point. But, dude, I want to play this Batman video before we get out of here because this is fucking epic. And Trump is Batman.
That's
true. You know, that we're sending out the signal. America needs Trump.
Yeah, so...
Okay? Send out the signal!
So, everybody, apparently it is the 85th anniversary of Batman, which is... That's a long fucking time.
And Trump even admitted on his plane he was
that
Batman.
He was Batman,
right?
That's true. And AMC Theaters is launching Batman Signal popcorn buckets now. And
this is pretty legit, Dave.
For $45, you can get a cup and a Batman Signal popcorn bucket. Look at this shit.
I ain't fucking with that.
No?
Play the video.
Dude,
the
but look at this.
Oh, epic.
Oh! Oh, yeah!
If it fucking lights up! There and you can shine it on the fucking ceiling, dude.
Where is he?
That was the just a blob of fucking.
I mean, take my money.
I'm in 100%.
Take my money. $45.
You'll never see it. They'll be gone. They'll sell out.
Well, of course.
It's like Deadpool, they just all of them sold out. Like,
but can you imagine? Like, say in 50 years, mm-hmm. you show up to an antiques roadshow.
It worked. Nothing.
And you have
nothing.
This 85th anniversary Batman bucket.
Worth nothing.
It's not gonna be worth it, dude. Because how many of those are gonna last? Not many.
There's certain things that are collectible. You know what I'm saying? That like you can just
Batman's one of them.
No, you can just see that it's not gonna withstand the test of time. And popcorn buckets, I think, are the most.
But that's
gimmicky.
What makes it more worth more, right? Because it's not supposed to withstand the test of time.
No, I meant
fucking does.
I don't mean literally withstand the test of time. I'm saying it's one of those things that like. No one cares about popcorn buckets. There's not like a group of people out there like, man, I got a sick popcorn bucket collection. And that's what you have to have.
I don't know, Dave.
I'm telling you.
I've seen some pretty cool porn videos where you just got to drill a hole in it.
Oh,
and then you can make some magic happen.
That's now see, that's no one's going to buy that, but it was entertaining while you had it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, I'm not into the popcorn buckets, man. I think it's,
but it lights up even.
It's a cash grab, dude. I don't like that kind of shit at all.
Okay, well,
you know me, dude. I love collectibles. Anyway. I love collectibles, man. But even the Deadpool stuff, like they were selling for like $30-$40. You mm-hmm. know, there was like I think four or five varieties of them, which were cool looking. I mean, there were some cool looking ones, especially like the Wolverine stuff was kind of cool. And they're selling for like $150, $200 now.
That's ridiculous.
But my point is it's a new thing, and it's like people are just going nuts over these things. You know, especially stuff like Deadpool was such a big movie. I'm sure that, well, Batman, see, I gotta be honest, I'm just not a DC guy. Like, I don't like Batman. I don't like
I'm
Superman.
I'm not even a comic book guy, but I like Batman.
I like a couple of the Batman movies, but like Batman in general, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're either DC or you're Marvel. You know what I mean? In a lot of realms.
We just watched the whole Batman trilogy with the kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one with, what the fuck's his name? The main Batman who's the badass, like... wow, I forget his name, but he just did like the recent trilogy.
Oh yeah.
Where like Dark Knight, Batman Rises, all that stuff.
Heath Ledger?
No, that's
no.
Joker.
Oh, he did Joker.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. There we go. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
Yep.
But then with Kingston, because he's a little bit older, we watched The Batman with the Twilight guy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good
one. We thought, you know, like, you're thinking, like, this would be, you know, pretty whatever, but it is so freaking dark. Have you watched that recently?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's a great movie, man. It's a great
Chris,
very underrated. It's very underrated.
I've wanted to watch it, but the wife was like, eh, I don't want to watch that. So I just have to find time to watch it on my
You have
myself.
To. And watch
just
it.
The first 10 minutes.
Watch it with her.
She'll want to watch it. It's pretty badass. Like, it's really dark.
Yeah.
And it's like what Batman is pretty cool. Like,
okay.
Well, there's
character coming out of that, though. The Penguin.
Oh, yeah. They come out the series for that.
Yes. And that looks terrific.
Maybe. I hope so.
Who's
going to
be playing that?
That's well, what's his face?
That's Colin Farrell dressed up in a fat suit.
Colin Farrell, yeah.
He's the Penguin, dude. It's great.
I mean, there's like different Batmans. You know what I mean? There's like the vengeful Batman. There's the detective Batman. There's like, and so this one was more of like the Christian Bale one was more the vengeance Batman, like the more aggressive fighting Batman, and then this one's more of like the detective realm. Okay. The problem with the problem that they had with it is I do think this is actually one of the best Batmans. I got to be honest with you. Yeah, and I thought what's his face was actually really fucking good. And I'm not
Pattinson?
A fan of
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah, he was really good. The problem was is that Christian Bale was so good with Batman for all those movies. And then you had the Joker, right? That was huge and successful. I think it got overshadowed by there's no way it could be better than the last one. And I would argue that it was pretty damn close, dude. Pretty damn close.
Because, I mean, as far as the newer Batman movies, I mean, it's hard to beat, like, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Dude, this one is, like, it's borderline horror suspense movie. It's like that.
Like a crime
it's
thriller.
That dark, dude.
Like a crime thriller. Okay.
Yes, it's that dark.
And the other thing with this one that you have to take in consideration if you're interested is that it's not, it doesn't play off the comic book stuff as much. It's like The Joker, the movie The Joker. It's a very realistic, like, even the Penguin is... You know, you can tell us the Penguin, but they don't do the over-the-top cartoony style.
Yeah, that's what Miss Cupcake in the chat says. Danny DeVito is the best Penguin.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You either love the comic book style, like the over-the-top. Like, that's why this Deadpool was so good.
I said that before. The Danny DeVito's Penguin, like, scared me when I was a kid.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the one I wish they would redo more than anything in the world. You may know what I'm going to say, but the one that needs to be redone because it's deserving. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Spawn. Spawn has to be redone. That is the darkest movie or the darkest comic book.
I think it might soon, dude. And we just saw at Target new like Spawn figures.
That's just Todd McFarlane. Sold. Yeah, he's been doing it for years. Todd McFarlane's the one that created Spawn. And he also has a comic book, an action figure line, Todd McFarlane's line. And he does all the DC stuff. And so he has been making Spawn stuff for decades, which is why people are like, why don't we just make a new movie? Because that one could have been great, and it was awful. It was an awful movie.
It was so bad.
It was so cheesy, and it was so bad, and it deserves it, because that's a really dark, dark comic book, man.
Yeah, it
and it was right at the time when CGI just was coming out. It was so brand new, and everything looked so computerized and fake.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I hate that excuse because if you look at like Terminator and shit, like Terminator was really well done, and that was CGI. You know, like with the molten shit and the fucking.
But Terminator took place here on planet Earth, and Spawn took place majority in hell. You know, so like you got to recreate hell.
Yeah, but think of like what the graphics would look like in Thor. You know, where he's battling and you're. In the pits of hell and shit, and you know you have all this stuff, and especially the Annihilator or whatever,
Little Nicky.
No, Jesus. I'll just say there's a ton of comic books I wish they would redo because we're at that point where we have good CGI and we have good like writing. People are interested in it.
Yeah,
but Batman, I don't know, man. It's kind of like Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man too, but I'm like, how many do we make of the same character? You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I just want some like new characters and some new shit. And there's so many great characters that have been out that just haven't had any
features. I mean, how much is too much of just like comic book hero movies?
Well, people love them. I mean, they're going to make them because they make tons of money.
Yeah, but let's make more movies that are like your own story, original stories.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a tough one.
That's what I want.
Yeah. You know what,
every now and then you get those rare movies that are like that, like Upgrade.
Upgrade.
I think.
A good one.
I just saw like the
Nobody.
Odenkirk.
Nobody.
Was that Nobody?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Such
that was a
good
one.
Such a good movie.
Oh, we just watched Long Legs last night.
Good.
It was pretty good.
You say pretty.
It was creepy.
Was it better or worse than you've been hyped up to believe it is? Be honest.
Even.
About what you thought.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
It definitely wasn't a fail.
Okay, that's good.
He played like Nick Cage. I mean, it's Nick Cage, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Chris would love it anyway.
He plays a creepy
forgets.
He plays a creepy like psycho character very well.
Well, yeah, because he's a little fucked up.
He is a little weird.
He's a little fucked up.
He's a little eccentric. But like the movie, it definitely was creepy and it was weird. I wish they would have gone in because his character was like satanic and like a Satan worshiper. I wish they would have gone into more of that, like more the realm. More creepiness of that.
Maybe they make another one.
But they didn't.
They might. So. Maybe they'll do like a Silence of the Lamb thing where they go back and the prequel to him becoming what he is, you know, or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
There we go.
Yeah, man.
All right,
stuff,
guys.
Good stuff, man.
Good show, gentlemen. Yes. Glad you made it, Dave.
Dude, you know, it's hey, Mondays are just going to be tough. I might be a little late on Mondays. I just come to realize it is what it is. But I'm glad I got a half an hour. We got to talk about some fun shit. I'm cool with it, man.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you haven't yet, go over and follow us on whatever you're not following us on. Like Greg says, leave us a review.
Sure. Yeah.
Hit us up on Patreon. Call in shows on Friday.
Do it.
Yup.
Later, guys.
Bye.